94% of the accommodation in Darwin was destroyed. So there was nowhere to live, there was no power, there's no water, there's no electricity, there's nothing. And the workers still, even in those conditions, came to the museum that day and tried to save what was there.
From specimen jars, back store drawers and eskies, we bring you The Collection, a podcast about unusual objects and how they came to be in the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory.
Sweetheart was 5.1 metres long, which is a pretty decent size for a crocodile, but it wasn't exceptional. But what was exceptional was his behaviour.
Moving down, we've got the photography room with the X cage, we call it, where we put all the artworks in preparation for photography.
Giant clams are so special because they are very, very, very brightly coloured. Magnificent blues, greens, purples.
And then if you go down a little bit further, there's the visual art store, which is all the beautiful paintings.
It looks like an alien or it looks like a deep sea creature. But in real fact, it's actually living a few hundred metres out the front of most people's doorsteps in Darwin.
The Collection. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or for more info, head to magnt.net.au/The Collection.